And welcome to Geekers Creepers, a special episode. This is where we will be talking about The Last of Us, the TV series, and we're going to give our thoughts, what we thought about it, episode by episode. We're starting out with episode two, mainly because Eddie and I were talking about this, and we decided to give it a shot. I watched the first one. We'll talk a little bit about the first one, but before we start out, let me real quick introduce my name is Rob, and let me introduce my host, Eddie Spaghetti. How's it going, Ed?
Doing well.
All right. I'm really excited about this. It's been a while since we've done one of these, and what we will do is we will be talking about The Last of Us, the TV show. And the cool thing about this review is I've played the games. For me, both of these games are some of my favorite games. Last of Us 2 is probably one of my top five. It might be top three favorite games of all time. Last of Us, the first one, probably top five. Eddie has never played any of these games, so we're coming in from two different perspectives. With that said, Ed, do we want to quickly, well, you're going to take just a few minutes and kind of recap, talk about episode one. Do you want to go over what you thought about it, what you liked, what you didn't like about the first episode?
Overall, so far, so good. Starting off, I think, of an outbreak or a zombie apocalypse type of genre. This one is definitely, for me, it's been a little bit more interesting. Very interesting take on changing it into like a fungal infection, mm-hmm. as opposed to some type of virus or bacterial infection. A really solid start with episode one. I'd leave it to you. So far following the game?
It is literally followed it step by step. Like every So the very first episode, for those that watched it or those that didn't, it's split into two halves. The first half is the pre-story of Joel and his daughter. And as opposed to in the video game, you actually start the game playing as the daughter. Like you actually play as her. And it is very scary because I'm almost positive you started as the daughter. And this one, you actually get a little background about her. You get to see like how her day went. If you saw the first episode, when she gives Joel the watch, and Joel's like, "How'd you get the money to buy this?" And she's like, "I sell drugs, hardcore drugs." You know, like that little joke in there, that's in the video game. And it's just so funny the fact that they use it there too. They go into much more detail as far as like everything leading up to the outbreak, which I liked a lot. It kind of lets you relate a little more with the daughter. There's also the I read this somewhere, or actually not read it. There was another podcast I was listening to briefly, and it absolutely made sense because, you know, in the very beginning, they talk about in Indonesia, that's where the outbreak first started up in the very first episode.
Right. Yes.
All right. Well, in this episode, they bring up the fact that there were grains and everything that broke out in like a grain factory. Well, if you watch the first episode again, Joel comes very close to getting sick. Remember, in the very beginning, they talk about wanting pancakes, but they're out of pancakes. Well, there was grain in there from Indonesia. There's also the part where when they're taking the daughter to school, they ask the older gentleman's feeding his mother-in-law outside. He's like, "Would you like some?" And they're like, "No, thank you." Well, there was the inside that food was the grains from Indonesia. Then when the daughter comes back from school and the older lady's just like, "Would you like some muffins?" And she's like, "No, thank you." Or, "Would you like some cookies?" She's like, "No, thank you." In there again were the grains. So the entire time they were slowly just missing out on getting infected in America.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Are we doing spoilers or does this matter at this point? Or what would you like to do?
So with the first episode, you know what? Let me give a heads up, I guess, everyone. We will be doing spoilers for the episode. I am not going to do spoilers as far as the future. I might give you a hint, but I'm not going to do spoilers. I might say like, "Hey, this is important here and there," but I'm not going to do spoilers as far as the where it'll lead from this point forward, what I know it may lead to. So just a heads up for everybody. Hopefully you can watch the show first and then come back and tell us, you know, what you think. But go ahead, Ed, what were you going to say?
Oh, well, I just wanted to say, I guess with episode one,
I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button. Go ahead, keep going. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, with episode one, I guess that's the irony of the daughter dying, is she's missing out. She's missing all the, you know, the actual outbreak, but it's supposedly the good guys that take both of them out, or mm-hmm. try to take both of them out, and that's kind of interesting. You know, it's that being said, it's just like, wow, this. of the people that, you know, like you're trying to, like, people are trying to rescue one another, but like in this sense, like it's just ironic that they get killed, like she gets killed by another soldier, you know.
And you know, in this show they don't pull any punches, like when the daughter dies, it's the same thing in the video game.
That's rough. It's definitely so far, I guess with Pedro Pascal, he's been. I'm a fan of the Mandalorian, mm-hmm. and so far he's been pretty solid. I guess it's kind of a continuation of the Mandalorian, because you know now he has another child he has to take care of
to guide along. So that's the first half. The first half is a daughter. And it follows exactly, you know, the first part of the video game. And then the second part, they introduce you to Joel 20 years later with Tess. And then you're introduced to Ellie and get the idea that how they're going to join together so they could take Ellie to meet this group of people, because she is infected but doesn't show any signs. So she may have the cure. With that being said, there is one part where they do veer off of from the video game. In the video game, the reason why they're not going after that battery to go visit Joel's brother, you don't know about that. There's something else that, and again, I don't want to spoil it, but there's the brother thing is different. But in the video game, what they're doing is they're actually out to get guns, because they're pretty much gun smugglers. That's what they are. And you get to see that they're really not good people. And in the TV show, for a while I was thinking, oh, they're trying to make him more likable because he's out to see his brother. But in the second episode, today's episode, you learn a little bit more, and some of the stuff Tess says, you realize, yes, these are not good people. Joel and Tess are not good people. There's a reason they survived this long. And that's what I like about this show. That's what I liked about episode two. And it'll matter in years down the line why I'm saying this. It'll matter. But with that said, so let me ask Ed, because I'd like to start going into episode two. Episode one, what would you rate it 1 out of 10?
I think I would probably give it a 7.5.
Okay.
And there are just some parts. I actually had to rewatch it. Maybe it was just the way I fell asleep, I think, at one point, just because I was a little exhausted. But but there were certain parts where I was getting a little bit lost with certain things. But so I basically rewound it to right after the daughter dies, and actually it helped, because sometimes you just don't understand why certain characters are doing what. Mm-hmm. But I would give that's my kind of like my only that was like my only issue is I kind of I felt like I had to rewatch the last midway through, and then it kind of made sense, and it was pretty cool. Yeah.
So for me, I would give it an 8.5 out of 10, very close to a 9. The thing is, like, I would give the first half Probably a 9 out of 10. The first half with the daughter, that was,
Yeah.
if not a 10 out of 10. The second
Yeah.
half kind of drags it down a bit, but you're introduced to these characters. So I would say, an 8 maybe out of 10 for the second half. So it's about 8.5, because at the end of the day, these are two separate episodes of, the first half and the second half are very different. Not very different, but they're
Right.
different. And so I think together they kind of they work well, but when you play the video game, it works better because it doesn't break off. The second half doesn't break off. The second half just continues until you pretty much finish the game. So I would say 8.5 out of 10. Now, let's talk about episode 2, which I'm gonna tell you right now, Ed, I'm giving this a 10 out of 10. I absolutely
Okay.
loved episode 2. But let's start from the beginning. We start in Indonesia. If you the lady gets picked up by the Indonesian military and they tell her, hey, we need to speak with you. You are an expert in, I believe, mycology is what they said. And
Mycology, yeah.
then they take her to the lab. And if you look on the side, there's that sign that says 2003 SARS. It's just like an infectious lab. And then they kind of inform her a little bit about, hey, look into this microscope. What do you see? She's like, well, these are cordyceps, but why do you have them in a human type of slide? And then we learn that, she goes, we learn that they're infecting humans. Now, again, this all takes place before the first episode of The Last of Us. This is even goes even farther back to see how this stuff began. And we get her inside that lab with that creepy lady, the dead body, and you see that the cordyceps are coming out of the mouth, and that where she's bit, it looks all different. Nowhere in the game, I thought this was a great intro to the show. It was different. It gave us background. It got me going. I was just like, yep. Let's see what we got to go from here. Give me more of this background. What did you think?
I think I'd give it a this episode 2 an 8.5. It was a great jumping off point, because I mean it was you look at the scientists and you think like they're like, oh, she's going to be very helpful and pragmatic, but it's kind of like a she goes, oh, what's the only thing, what's the thing we can do? She's like, yeah, you have to bomb this, you have to bomb the city. It's there's no cure right now, there's no antidote, there's no medicine. So that was just like kind of like, damn man, like
And it's also during this scene that we learn that, this all started at that grain factory. That's kind of like where it all began, and some people went nuts. So yeah, we learned that, this grain was probably spread all over the world. And now everybody's getting infected. So even if they
Oh
bomb
man.
Indonesia, it wouldn't matter. If they bomb that city,
That
it
wouldn't
wouldn't
have mattered,
matter
yeah.
because it was already out and about everywhere else. So it's kind of hopeless. And I thought it was a fantastic way to start it. So
Yeah,
then,
no, you're it was definitely like a solid just kind of like sobering, a very sobering start, like to start off that episode.
and so then we break into the intro for The Last of Us, which is, I don't know if you know, Ed, but that music that you listen to in the intro is the music from the video game. It's pretty much taken right out of that. And then what we get, we start up with Ellie sleeping in a patch full of grass, and you see the little butterfly kind of fly by her, which is got to be symbolic of something, but I can't figure it out yet because it's not a firefly, because that's where they're trying to go to, but it's like a butterfly. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's the evolution of Ellie, that she's no longer just a regular person. She's an infected, and the next, she's in the next stage. I don't know, but you've got that little butterfly that flies by her. And okay, so at that point, we do have her, they start to confront her about her bite, right? And what did you think of this? Because at this point, they're trying to tell her, hey, look, you're infected, you've been bitten, and she's you know, she's adamant. She's like, no, look, I got this, you know, 2 months ago or whatever it was. And
Yeah.
I really like that. I also like the fact that here Tess does tell Ellie for the first time. She's like, Joel and I aren't good people. She wants Ellie to be afraid of them. You know, she's not. Ellie thinks that, you know, they're like, you know, happy, good, you know, go lucky people that are going to help her out. But they're like, no, we're going to, Joel wants to shoot you, you know, and I'll help you, but we're not good people.
Yeah. No, it was interesting. That was like a really interesting beginning because most of the time you think like, oh, Joel has this paternal instinct or and there she's going to be maternal about things, but she's yeah, no, it's like no, they're very pragmatic in the beginning, and yeah, so I
And
yeah, you definitely see it. Yeah.
there's also something very important here with Joel, because he does say at one point when she's like, you know, I got to go to meet with these people because they said there's this cure, that people are working on a cure. And Joel says there is no cure, you know, that no matter what, it's all a myth. There is no cure. I'm going to tell you right
You
now
keep hearing
that.
about these, yeah, people are praying on a miracle cure on certain things. Yeah.
And because she
Okay.
is immune to it, you know, is there a cure? That'll lead to some other that'll lead to more to more that'll lead to something in the future. Now, at this point, they decide they gotta leave. You know, we gotta get you to meet with the Fireflies. And I don't think you noticed this, but when they're about to step outside to walk into, you know, to get into the streets of Boston, Joel opens the door, and the sound that the door makes, that's the sound of the clickers. The sound that the clickers make, you know, the clickers are the zombie monsters.
Okay.
All right. And you know the weird sound that they made when they were inside the museum later on?
Yes.
That is the exact sound you hear when he opens the door going out into Boston.
Oh, okay.
Check it
Okay.
out again.
All
You
right.
hear that?
Yeah.
Hear that? Like,
All right.
you know, that
Yeah.
weird noise. That's the sound, and you don't know it unless you play the game. Because when you play the game so many times, as soon as you hear the sound, you're like, okay, the clickers are around. But that's
Okay.
exactly what you
All right.
hear.
So it's a warning. You get conditioned to think that that's a warning.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And
All right.
also, as soon as they step outside, when they, you know, you see that building that's fallen over and you hear the music, that again is pretty much a scene straight out of the game. It's really cool. Like, as soon as I saw that, it reminded me of when I played the game, the music, the scenery. That's pretty much like how the game is like. All right, so at this point, now they're walking for a while and they have a conversation. Do you remember this part at all, where they're kind of walking to, I believe, they're walking to the hotel,
Yeah. Okay.
and they're out having a conversation, and they ask her where she got bit. Do you remember where Ellie says she got bit?
I actually don't remember. Say it.
She says she got bit, and she was all alone. You know, she got bit. I'm sorry, she got bit at the mall, is what she says. She was out at the
Oh
mall.
yes. Yeah. No, I remember. It was a yeah, so
And
she
they
was
ask her, was there anyone else? She's like, no, I was all alone. We'll learn more about that later on.
Okay.
They ask her, do you have a mom? Do you have a dad? Do you have a boyfriend? And she's like, I'm an orphan. No. We'll learn about that more later on. These are all little Easter eggs. Like, if you play the game, you're like, okay, they're hinting at something else here.
Okay. All right.
Let me see here. So at this point, they start to walk into into that hotel with all the water and everything. What did you like the scene at all, that part?
Where she's playing around and then
Yeah.
it's kind of actually that was a little funny. The her playfulness comes back and bites her just because there's that skeleton that pulls out from behind the like a little bellhop section. It was kind of funny. But Yeah, no, it was it's interesting. It's interesting because okay, so you got to think this is the world that's 20, it's 20 years after everything gets started, right? So you see everything that's overgrown. You see everything that's you see ducks in ponds that were in the middle of buildings and stuff like that. Yeah, so it's really, it's pretty wild. It's a pretty wild environment that they have over out there. It's like it, I guess that's
Yeah.
supposedly like the game, right? Is that's
It is. It is. But
yeah.
in this one, you learn that they had bombed the city also. I don't know
Right.
if you learn that in the game, but you do learn that they bombed the city. There is another little Easter egg where she doesn't want to go in the water because Ellie says she can't swim. In the video game, whenever there was water, you always had to help Ellie out, and everyone always complained about it. They're like, "How does this girl not know how to swim?" It was a pain because you always had to help her by putting her on these and taking her across. But they kind of make a little joke about it where she says she can't swim. And so after that, we get inside the hotel and we start to think, that's where I was thinking, are we going to see our first clicker or the zombies? And it's at that point where we get a little more information about Ellie and Joel. It's the first time those two sit together and they talk. So let me ask this. What did you think about that scene?
It looks like Ellie wants to like kind of like get people to open up a little bit more. But she's you could tell he's kind of a he's kind of like a stoic type person right now. But she definitely really wants to get a gun in her hand. So that's so I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's kind of crazy. But I don't know. I don't know. Ellie's yeah. She's it feels like she's gonna be trouble. But I don't know. I don't know if she wants to be helpful or if she's gonna try and bust out on her own. So that's where
So
I
she's
think I'm
feisty, and
trying to.
she's always feisty
She
in the game.
yeah.
She's snarky. I like the fact where that she's like, what am I gonna do? Throw a sandwich at them? Where she's got her
Yeah.
like if
Right.
the zombies come out.
Yeah.
There was a scene where they were in the water, if when Joel helps her up and he grabs her by the hand, and like when they're about to touch hands, he kind of like pulls away. And I think that might be a way of him also not wanting to be close to her. Because you have to remember, for Joel, Ellie's not somebody he cares about. Ellie's just cargo. He's a smuggler. He's just taking her to the next drop-off
Right.
point. And if it's not going to be to his benefit, he doesn't need her. He survived
Right.
this long. He doesn't need to worry about this girl that he just met a day ago.
Yeah. Well, he probably has commitment issues too. Just this just with his daughter dying and trying not to have something like that hurt him again. Maybe that's part of it too.
And so, yes, and I think you're right, because like when she's asking her questions, he's like, "That's enough. I'm done answering. No
Yeah,
more
that's the
questions for me."
past, forget about that. Yeah, no. Well, I guess it she is she was asking questions that like yeah, like I don't you probably have you already know the answers even though it, because you played the game and I again like it's just like oh she's asking all these questions. I'm like yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I'd like to know what this guy needs to do and or what this guy how this guy got from Texas to Boston. I mean, what was that all about? What's his brother up to? Yeah, it's there's a yeah the, so Ellie, that scene was important. Was actually like oh let's see how much Ellie can yank out of Joel. And I thought that was a good scene. I guess I'm assuming that's on par with the game
No, actually, it's not. That scene right there is not in the game, and I guess I'm gonna ruin this for you because I'm not spoiling again because it's like one of those things that I don't know. But one of my problems with the first video game and the second video game is we don't get to learn much about Joel. Like We learn it as we go along the game. Like right now you're watching the show. We don't learn about his past. We never actually see what happened for those 20 years. We just kind of know about it through what he says happened. Like he'll give a little bit here and there saying I wasn't a good person, things like that, but we don't actually see what he did to survive for the 20 years. So I'm hoping that maybe they'll show a little bit more of that in the TV show. And so at this point, they're at the hotel and they realize, hey, we can't get through. So they decide where are they going to go? And I have this highlighted. I have this so many apostrophes, not apostrophes, exclamation points. They're going to the museum.
Okay,
In the
so
video
that's
game, this is a creepy, creepy part of the game.
yeah.
And so they do change something here, Ed. In the video game, you could be infected because the spores would be floating in the air.
Okay.
And in this, in the show, they talk about that the clickers are connected to the roots, and that's how they know if you're in the area. That wasn't in the game. It was all about the spores in the air. And they said they didn't want to do that because it would, I could see how there'd be continuity issues. Be like, well, if there's spores in there, then they got to be everywhere. How come they're not sick here? How come they're not sick there?
Right, yeah.
And but strangely enough, that's how cordyceps get passed, is through spores in the air, with like animals or with ants and such. But yeah, here they change it up. But also in both the game and in the TV show, they could be infected by a bite. That was both in both. But yeah, so when you saw the museum part, let's talk about this or this whole museum setup. First time we see the clickers, what'd you think when you first saw them?
Oh, that was awesome. Well, you did, you saw the first, you saw the overview of them, but they kept it, they kind of kept them zoomed out. So you're like, ooh, I'm like, all right. So they've been keeping it a mystery. But yeah, once you hit the museum, like it was, that's that was pretty cool. That was I gotta say, the filming in that part where they were basically kind of like zooming in on people, but you could hear, so you could hear them and you could see like how they were trying to how they were going reacting to things. Like they kept that, they kept that really personal. So it was like I thought that was really well done, like the scenes in the museum.
Oh,
Like you're like yeah,
I
go
absolutely loved it. There were a few
ahead.
things I kind of wish they would have explained earlier, because if you notice that the clickers move by sound, but they can't see anything,
Yeah.
which is something like when Ellie was first going in there, I kind of wish that they would have told Ellie, hey, look, if we come across these creatures, you have to understand that they can't see you, but they can hear you, which like you would think they would say this to the person who they're with. Why keep it quiet? They've run into these creatures before. But that's just a minor issue. But yes, I agree, Ed. Once we were in there, that scene was awesome. There was a part where they were hiding behind the shelf when the clicker
Yeah.
was like up there. That is again straight out of the video game. Like when you play the
Right.
video game, you hide behind the shelves and you wait for the clickers to kind of get by you. So yeah, that was that scene right there. I started texting people as I was watching it. I'm like, yep, this is perfect. This is The Last of Us. And so then we talk about they end up killing, was it two of the clickers in the museum?
Kick, they kill the first two clickers that they see up front, and so I'm assuming they do they take out like when they die, is it still like you take out the head and
Pretty much, you take out the head. Yeah, it's the typical zombies. But then they end up going. There's that scene where they step outside of the museum, and they see the dome of what is it? Is that Boston? What is that Golden Dome? Is that?
Is that the Capitol House
I
or
think that's the
something,
Capitol.
or
I think you're right.
yeah.
And that's where they're going to meet up with the Fireflies to give to hand over Ellie. And they get there, and everybody's dead.
Yeah. So, well, what I was a little excuse me, a little confused about that. So one person got infected, and then, but I was a little confused about that though, that,
So I agree. I was a bit confused too. So it looks like what happened was one person got infected some other people, and they all pretty much killed each other. It's different because I believe in the game, when they get there, they've been all killed by the military police. So in the game, it's a little bit different. But yeah, I think that's what we're supposed to take away from this, that one got infected the other ones, and they pretty much took each other out.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was a little, just a little confused. Like, all right, so somehow it was like a Reservoir Dogs ending for those guys, I guess.
Pretty much.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. So I was that was just a little bit confusing, but that was supposed to be that was supposed to be the drop point for Ellie,
Yes, that was supposed to be the
and her
drop point.
stuff. Yeah. So.
And then at that point, we learn that Tess has been bit.
Yeah. Now, was she bit? So she was bit in the museum. Is
Yes,
that what
she was bit in the
happened?
museum.
Okay. Okay.
And we know
I
that we also learned that Ellie was bit in the museum too.
as well, but we didn't see, we didn't really see, we just knew Tess had like an ankle injury, but she had she showed her bite mark on it. Yeah. So yeah. And a final spoiler, I guess. Tess decides to give herself up, and keep the clickers off Joel and Ellie then,
But
for
that's
the time being. Yeah.
it's important before that, because she does tell Joel, she's like, you gotta take her, you gotta take her, keep going. She says, go to Bill and Frank's, they'll take her from there. Bill and Frank are in the video game. I'm not gonna say much more than that. Well, I'll say this, it's a little bit different in the video game, but they are in the game. I have a feeling that next week, next week, I believe will probably be more Bill and Frank episode. But yeah, they say go to Bill and Frank's and take him out there. There's also, and I feel kind of bad because you never see Joel and Tess together. You assume that they have a relationship that's more than friends, right?
I'm assuming so, and but on the other hand, it's odd because they're not really they don't really give too much PDA or anything like that during the
I think that'd be kind of weird. In the middle of a zombie fight, come here, give me kisses. But I think you're supposed to assume that. And at that very end, when you realize she's been bit, it's like they get really close together, and it looks like she wants to kind of maybe give Joel one final kiss, but he won't, because I mean, come on, that's where the cordyceps are like, blah,
Yeah,
go for the
exactly.
kiss. And that's why I thought it was very, I don't want to say symbolic, but there was some type of meaning. Because do you remember when she's trying to light the lighter to blow up the place, so all the zombies or all
Right.
the clickers die? That one zombie comes up to her and kisses her in the mouth,
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is like kind of what she wanted with Joel. So she kind of like she lets it happen because that's her goodbye kiss to Joel, and at the same time lighten the place up. She's like, she wasn't able to do it in person with Joel because of the fact that she might infect him.
Right.
But it's okay with this, because she just lets it happen. She doesn't fight it. She just lets it happen as like, this is her goodbye.
Yeah. And also, she's fine with it because she can, this is like her final gesture, or it'll give him, it'll buy him some time, so yeah, you're right. So that's symbolic. That was symbolic of that too. Yeah. No, it was, yeah, she turned out to be a pretty badass, actually.
I agree. She
And
and go ahead. I'm sorry.
yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah,
No,
I'm
I
sorry.
agree. She was an awesome character. She did. She shared a lot with the video game character. The strange thing is, I think I've spent more time with her in the video game than you do in the show. It's just maybe it's because in the video game, you're actually spending a few hours actually playing alongside her. I don't think you get to learn as much, but you kind of get used to being playing with her as a character more in the video game. And then the place blows up, the capital of Boston blows up, and they decide they're going to keep going to see if they can run into Frank and Bill and Frank.
Yeah. So, yeah, all in all, I mean, it starts from pretty much from start to finish. So far that this was, I wouldn't say it blew the first one out of the water, but, this time around it was, just meeting finally seeing those clickers was fine. I'm like, oh, this is like, oh, that's what it's all about. That's pretty cool. That was a really good episode, that really makes me want to watch this, continue to watch this one.
I agree. I think for me, this episode was once I'm done editing this podcast, I'm gonna watch it a second time. I'm not gonna lie yet. I want to watch it again because I was taking so many notes. I actually just want to sit and watch the episode. Yeah, for me, this is honestly a 10 out of 10. This episode, and I could be overhyping it because I just got finished watching it. And for me, I finally got to see an episode of a video game that actually does the video game justice. So for me, I was really excited with this. And even the changes that they made, like for example, the beginning where the person's Indonesia, the Indonesian mycologist, like that's not in the game, but that adds so much to this episode. That made it feel that the writer of this was the one that wrote Chernobyl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's or the director, I believe. The director slash writer was a director slash writer of Chernobyl, which like that Indonesia part, you see that. Like you get the feel, you're like, oh, this I could see this in Chernobyl, the TV series. Did you ever watch
Yeah.
that, by the way?
I didn't, but I knew people that really loved that one,
If
but
I think you would
no.
like it a lot. So let me ask before we finish up, give me your what would you say is for you, the high of the show and the low of the show, if you have a high and low.
Well, the high of the show, I think it so far has been, just
Oh, sorry, I meant the episode. Sorry, Ed. I mean this episode.
the high of the episode. Well, finally, getting face to face with the clicker was like, this is good. They did not screw around with that. That was a really good intro to what they're like facing. And, that was really cool. I don't know. I guess I mean the low is just waiting for the next action sequence though too. That's kind of the thing. There's still a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions, so that's I'm just gonna have to continue to watch and get more answers.
For me, the high of the episode is going to be the fact that is for me it's the same thing, the clickers. Once they're in the museum, that was it. That got, that was creepy. It felt just like the video game, but just done, I don't want to say better, but done differently. Gave it was justice. The low is something that you didn't get to see because I don't think we're going to at this point. But do you remember the building that was collapsed one on top of the other? In the video game, there's a whole segment where they're in there traversing that to get to, I believe it's to get to the museum. And that whole section is really cool because you get to see what life was like right before everything went bad. They've got if you look at the whiteboards, they've got like writings on there, their business stuff. They've got a bunch of stuff there that just kind of shows you like what life was like right before it hit. Like everything was normal, then it all hit. and they're in there, and there's like a few scenes which, if you're afraid of heights, it is really creepy because they have to climb that. They have to climb the one that's crooked to get over to the other side, or vice versa, you know. So they're kind of climbing all these, and you've got your, you know, you got floors that are falling off, and it's just, it's a really nerve-wracking part of the game. And I was hoping that maybe they would get to it, but it doesn't look like they will, because at this point, it looks like they're just going to go to meet up with Bill and Frank. So, see, for
Gotcha.
me, the low was just the part that wasn't in the episode. I thought this episode was fantastic. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And Ed,
Good.
we have
Good enough.
8.5 out of 10.
8.5. Yeah.
So, any parting words? This is just a quick recap, which we will be doing, I guess, after each episode.
No. So far, everybody's doing a pretty good job with their characters, and yeah, I'm looking forward to episode three. Yeah, hopefully maybe we could do another one, another podcast soon on these guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, well, guys, everyone, thank you so much for joining. Tell us what you thought of this episode. You can send it out to us at geekerscreeperscast@gmail.com. That's geekerscreeperscast@gmail.com. And you can also send us a tweet at geekerscreepers. Ed, as usual, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
And
for having
until
me.
next time, I wish everyone the best in life, love, and gaming.
Good night, everybody.